Support comes from Pasadena Playhouse, presenting Jelly's Last Jam. Follow Jelly Roll Morton, the self-proclaimed inventor of jazz, in this ambitious musical masterpiece that's sure to blow the roof off the theater. Performances begin May 29th. Tickets at PasadenaPlayhouse.org.
I'm Jesse Thorne, host of Bullseye, inviting you to a live taping of my show with my pal, actor and comedian Paul Scheer. It's June 13th at the Crawford. Get your tickets now at laist.com/events.
Today on the LA Report. The state attorney general sues the city of Huntington Beach over Measure A, saying it conflicts with state law. The mayor of Los Angeles is calling on philanthropic Angelenos to help fund housing for unsheltered people. And you'll step back in time to a theme park heyday.
Orange County had a lot of open space back then.
Good morning. It's Tuesday, April 16th. I'm Suzanne Whatley, and you're listening to the LA Report from LAist 89.3. State officials are suing the city of Huntington Beach over a law requiring voters to present identification to cast ballots in elections starting in 2026. Voters in the city passed the measure last month narrowly. Supporters say Measure A would boost voter confidence in elections. LAist reporter Yusra Farazan says the state's top attorney disagrees.
Attorney General Rob Bonta says it disproportionately burdens low-income voters, voters of color, young or elderly voters, and people with disabilities. Bonta is asking the courts to block the law and says the state already has robust voter ID requirements.
California does require people to present identification when registering to vote. They also have to sign an affidavit when they do so, and lying on a voter registration application is punishable by up to 3 years in prison. The city council in San Gabriel is set to consider eliminating a controversial commission, its Human Equity, Access, and Relations Commission. Tonight's agenda item comes after that commission proposed a safe spaces program for the city's LGBTQ community. LAist Civics and Democracy correspondent Frank Stoltz has more.
The All Are Welcome program would have encouraged businesses to place a rainbow-colored sticker in their window to indicate they are welcoming to members of the LGBTQ community. The San Gabriel City Council rejected the program, saying it was too narrowly focused. Now, two council members propose eliminating the HEAR Commission entirely. One says it shouldn't be in the business of social issues. For LAist 89.3, I'm Frank Stoltz.
The Los Angeles County Board of Supervisors is scheduled to vote today on a proposal to ramp up inspections of apartments. The program would require all residential rental units in unincorporated LA County to be inspected every 4 years. And landlords who fail to fix code violations could have rent withheld until they make repairs. Apartment owners argue the proposal is too broad and the effort should focus instead on landlords who have violated code in the past. Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass delivered her State of the City address, where she spoke about one of LA's biggest concerns, homelessness.
Now, I refuse to hide the fact that it's 46,000 people. Now, we will not hide people, but what we will do is house people.
To help address this, Bass announced a new campaign called LA for LA to ask wealthy Angelenos to help the city purchase motels, hotels, and already built housing to speed up the process of sheltering more people. The mayor also addressed the looming city budget deficit and says that LA will eliminate long vacant positions to help balance the books. Housing advocates, including some faith-based groups, rallied at the state capitol yesterday, urging lawmakers to place a $10 billion bond on the November ballot to pay for housing. Supporters say the bond could create tens of thousands of affordable units that are near construction but lack funding. Gabby Trejo is with a group called Sacramento Area Congregations Together.
Make that money come through so that we can start building, because the opportunity that I heard, 500,000 people could be housed. Those are our primos, those are our cousins, our tías. It may be ourselves. Our sister Marjorie would be included in that. Can you imagine what that would do for our families?
Among the opponents of the bond plan is the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association, which says the state should make it easier for the private sector to build more housing by reducing fees and regulations, instead of borrowing more money and adding to the taxpayer burden. The legislature and governor must approve the bond before it can be placed on the November ballot. Coming up, a look back at the heyday of Orange County's tourist attractions, alligators and all.
Support for LAist comes from Apple TV+. Presenting Masters of the Air, starring Austin Butler and Callum Turner. From award-winning executive producers Steven Spielberg, Tom Hanks, and Gary Getzman, Gold Derby hails this series a masterpiece, and Collide raves that it is spectacular. Following this podcast, you can hear remarks from stars Austin Butler, Callum Turner, and Anthony Boyle. More on Masters of the Air at fyc.appletvplus.com.
Support for LAist comes from Pasadena Playhouse, presenting Jelly's Last Jam. When Jelly Roll Morton's soul is forced to face the music, the self-proclaimed inventor of jazz is left at the ultimate crossroads. This lively musical follows the journey from the back alleys of New Orleans to the sparkling stages of New York, featuring a sizzling bandstand, electrifying tap dancing, and soulful tunes. On stage for 4 weeks only, Jelly's Last Jam. Performances begin May 29th. Tickets available now at PasadenaPlayhouse.org.
Back now to the LA Report. NASA is seeking to speed up and lessen the cost of its planned Mars sample return project. It aims to collect samples of rock and soil to be brought back to Earth. A rover has already collected samples, but the return mission has been hindered by budget cuts, which were followed by more than 500 layoffs at NASA's Jet Propulsion Lab in La Cañada, Flintridge. The budget for the current mission design is $11 billion, with samples to be returned by 2040, but officials are considering a revised plan to cut costs and return them sooner. Orange County was mostly rural and agricultural when Knott's Berry Farm opened its doors in the 1920s. That started the county's transformation into a visitor's destination. Writer Chris Epting has a book out called The Lost Landmarks of Orange County. He told AirTalk's Larry Mantle that when Disneyland arrived 30 years later and enshrined the region as a vacation hotspot, that status brought in more attractions.
Orange County had a lot of open space back then, and so it allowed for things like Lion Country, for other parks like the Japanese Deer Park, the Buffalo Ranch. I mean, it really was this haven.
Those attractions are no longer open, but in their heyday, it was common for people to take the day off and see several. They included the California Alligator Farm in Buena Park, which had relocated from LA's Lincoln Park and at one point allowed kids to ride and play with alligators. Morning low clouds and fog will clear to sunshine this afternoon and warmer temperatures. Highs will be in the mid-70s to around 80 from the beaches into downtown Los Angeles and the coastal valleys. Upper 60s to mid-70s in the Antelope Valley, in the Inland Empire as warm as 85, and in the Coachella Valley, highs will top out at 93 degrees.
For listening to the LA Report. You can read more news at LAist.com or listen live anytime on the LAist app or on the radio at 89.3 FM. The AM edition is hosted and produced by me, Suzanne Whatley, with assistance from producer Tyler Wayne. Our engineer is Federico Garcia Rodriguez. Catherine Mailhouse is the director of content development. LAist's executive editor is Megan Garvey. Original music by Scott Kelly. Check back here at 4 for the PM edition. Listeners like you help make the LA Report possible. Please donate at laist.com/join. And the LA Report is supported by Gordon and Donna Crawford, who believe quality journalism makes Southern California a better place to live.
Support for LAist comes from Apple TV+, presenting Masters of the Air. Austin Butler stars as Major Gale Buck Cleven.
He was one of the best pilots. Some say he was the best pilot in the eighth. And he was a man of few words and a man of action. A remarkable, intelligent guy who went on to also fly in Korea and Vietnam. And I think we've tried to portray him as true to life as possible. You go up for 8 hours, say, and you don't know if you're going to come back. Sometimes it's the most horrific things you've ever seen. And then you come back and people are wearing suits and ties and or they're going to London and they're getting a hamburger and they're meeting women and they're having a party. And then you go up and you do it again day after day of that. I think that definitely, it has a bizarre psychological toll.
Anthony Boyle, who plays reluctant navigator Lieutenant Harry Crosby, explains the physical demands on the actors.
There's a plane on a massive sort of crane kind of thing, and you sort of get loaded up, and it's a tiny little sort of door that you have to get through, and you've got all the sort of the gear on, and you get so hot up there that we had these things that F1 drivers wear, these like vests, cooling vests. You sort of plug them in, and then you're up there all day. It was tough at times. You're up there for, you know, 7 hours, and there's 4 or 5 fixed cameras in the plane. 360-degree screen around you. You can't get in or out because it takes so long to get the gimbal up. So it was, I was going to say it's like it was a lot of fun, but it wasn't. It was grueling at times.
Like the rest of the cast, Callum Turner, who stars as Major John Bucky Egan, was thrilled to work with the same executive producer team behind the Emmy-winning Band of Brothers and The Pacific.
Well, it's just really exciting, actually, because it's what you want to do. You know, you want to be working with people that inspire you. We've got 4, 5 really incredible directors, you know, who've made beautiful, beautiful pieces of work. And to represent the Air Force, the Air Corps, it's a real privilege. You know, these are real people who sacrificed their lives, and you are responsible for telling their story. You know, you're responsible for the souls of these men. And I think Austin and I felt that.
Gold Derby hails this series as a masterpiece. More on Masters of the Air at fyc.appletvplus.com.